As you go through each chapter, here are a few guidelines for you to follow. First, be sure that you're truly listening when you dedicate your time to this course. There is no need to write anything down or to try to memorize everything we teach, but it is important to actively listen to the instruction, taking in the new learning and the new meanings, rather than just pressing play and letting your mind drift elsewhere. Second, be ready to repeat after me and to speak a lot. This is the number one way that our brain actually learns and remembers information. Have you ever heard the trick that when you meet someone new, you should repeat their name out loud after they've introduced themselves? This truly works to help you better remember their name in the future, and it's the same principle for language learning. Hearing a word gives you a small chance of remembering it. Repeating it out loud increases that chance. Repeating it more than once or using it in practice puts the odds of learning that word ever more in your favor. Whenever I introduce a new word in Spanish, you will hear a natural length pause in the audio. This pause is your time to repeat the new word out loud. I may ask you to repeat words or sentences more than once, or simply leave a second pause for you to use in order to repeat that word again. Anytime you hear a pause, you will know it's your turn to speak. Third, make authentic connections to your learning. By this I mean, instead of trying to memorize a word simply to memorize it, I want you to always try to form a connection with that word in your mind. When I introduce a new word in Spanish, I will often give you an example with it used in context, or even prompt you to make it personal for you. For example, if I teach you the word feliz, which means happy, I might say, "Make this personal. What is something that makes you happy?" Now let's repeat that again. Feliz. Connecting the word to something real and personal for you will give your brain a much better chance of remembering that word in the future, because now that word has meaning for you. These are your only guidelines. Everything else you can simply leave up to us. The learning plan that we use in this course is divided into three parts. The first gives you all the fundamentals of the language in the present tense. The second part will help you expand your communication to express more complex thoughts in the present and in the future. The third part introduces the past tense and helps you learn to express yourself regarding experiences that have already happened. And of course, throughout this entire language course, we introduce a continuous and carefully designed stream of vocabulary, giving you the tools that you need to be able to communicate on a wide variety of topics in Spanish. Within each of the course's three parts are various chapters. Within each chapter or lesson, you will listen to new grammar concepts and vocabulary, but mostly you will be actively engaged in your learning by speaking Spanish out loud. Every time I introduce a new word or concept, I will ask you to repeat it out loud. After learning new concepts, we will always do multiple practice activities that involve you responding with the correct answer out loud as well. These include exercises like filling in the blank with the missing Spanish word, translating from Spanish to English and from English to Spanish, answering questions, and more. We will constantly be recycling words and building upon each grammar structure, so that you naturally and progressively construct your Spanish communication skills from the foundation up. There are three people that work as a team throughout this course. Me, your teacher, you, the listener, and Jorge, who is a native Spanish speaker from Cuba and who will act as a second learner throughout the audio course, repeating the correct answers during our exercises. For example, when I introduce a new word, I will say the word in Spanish. Then, there will be a pause in the audio in which it is your turn to repeat that word out loud. After the pause, Jorge will repeat the word after you do, so you can double-check that you said it correctly. Listening to Jorge will give you the chance to always hear our new words and phrases in a native Spanish speaker accent. At the beginning of the course, Jorge will speak very slowly and clearly for you to start